state-of-the-art Japanese animation.
Everybody on this glorious Tuesday. Glorious, maybe not sure. It's been kind of a crappy day for me. I've been kind of sick all day, laying in bed. But I have been watching some anime and regular TV at that. Man, sometimes, even though I just don't really like TV, I'll put it on just in case I'm bored or whatever. Man, there's some pretty shitty stuff on daytime TV. But I have been watching some anime as well. Today I checked out one of the new season's offerings, Skip Beat. I've read some of the manga for it, and I'm going to do a full first impression on it. I've seen the first three episodes, and I could tell you this is going to be my anime drug for the next season. In fact, at the end of the season, expect a full report on that. And for you new people who are just listening from AUSA or other DLDs on the internet, you may have found me. This is finally a regular episode of Figa the Otagao Anime Podcast. Me and anime and the occasional guest or blah, 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 blah. So sit back, enjoy. Listen to the calm, soothing voice of the girl who... calm and soothing, not really. I do cuss a lot. So, if any of you who looked past the explicit tag and clicked anyway but are very prudish, stay away. Especially next week with a certain episode I'm planning. And this Thursday with another episode I'm planning. There's a reason why this is under the explicit tag in iTunes and other things. Anyway, let's just get to the show. First up, on the anime day, I'm going to do this first impression. Well, first AMV of the week, then the first impression, then the meat of this review. The review, of course, is the AIC, can't really call it classic, it's only in the 90s. Well, it's from AIC. It's the Pretty Sammy OVA. Oh, I had so much nostalgia for the first one, and then I watched the second and third. So much things to say about this. Oh my god.
31 seconds, and we're gone for auto-sequence start.
Okay, the AMV of the week is something more upbeat. I've been needing something more upbeat. I was thinking about using a more serious one. Thought about using a more romantic one. Because I've been in those moods too, but... yeah, this one just has a nice song. Has this really cool dance sequence. And uses Nerima Daikon Brothers, which I do have to review someday. I've watched the whole thing already. Also, you can find it on the site. It's called Dance Your Pants Off. It's from Zao Movie Maker. And on the site, you can also find a link where you could download it, check out the guy's other AMVs, and such. Now, with that first impression, Skip Beat, man. I found what I'm going to be addicted to this season. I read some of the manga before, but I haven't read that much. Maybe about 2 tankobon. But... so far, it looks like it's shaping up good, sticks to the story. I love the anime's character designs. It just starts out as a nice vengeance story. And I love stories of revenge. That explains why I love the fuck out of Hell Girl or other type of more violent revenge stories. But this one's not violent. Well, it does have a giant knife in the third episode. It's about this chick, right? She lived in Kyoto. She worked at this hotel because their family that she was with kind of took her in. And she always loved this boy. And this boy, he moved to Tokyo. Took her with him. Of course, it was her choice. Wants to become a big hot star. And had got his foot in the door. And he's becoming more famous. But basically, he's a user. He just used her to take care of the apartment and be basically a housewife. And she works like two, three jobs just to support both of them. And she's only like, what, 15, 16? She decided not to go to high school. Anyway, he just throws her away like paper and doesn't really think anything of her. After she dutifully loved him all this time, she's goddamn pissed. Hell, I'd be goddamn pissed, but I would do worse than what she did. Anyway, she says she wants to take vengeance on him through his own game. Basically, she's trying to become famous, more famous than him, to have her revenge that way. If it was me, I would have just kicked his ass. But I guess her way works. But she has no talents. She can't sing. She can't act. She doesn't want to be in a variety show. She can make a pretty damn good giant flower out of thin sliced daikon. But basically the first episode sets everything up. Second and third, after her transformation from just a plain, boring, unfashionable girl to some sort of, well, I think she looks cool. But still, she has a long way to go. And it basically pretty much shows that by the third episode. Very shoujo-y. I mean, it's based on a shoujo. I suggest checking it out if you like those type of stories. Otherwise, if you don't really like the shoujo, if you don't really like, say, the whole story or plot, stay away. Okay, The Legend of Pretty Sammy started out in a voice drama, and then next thing you know, it was in the Time and Space Adventures arc of Tenshi Universe, which is where a lot of people first found out about this Pretty Sammy. Her outfit was way different, and it was in, I think, episode 12 of Tenshi Universe. And then next thing you know, it was with the full OVA, they just, AIC did a full OVA for Pretty Sammy. I think you can get it on a DVD in America with the Mahoshi special, which I have to see that. I never saw the Mahoshi special. Anyway, watching this brought a lot of memories. I own the first one on tape. The rest of them I watched online. Maybe I should have just stopped and just reviewed the first tape. The first OVA, you know, it's your standard magical girl fare. This is a bit of a parody. Parody on Tenshi, a little bit on magical girls on a whole, as a whole. Let's get one thing straight, though. Alright, I'm all up for using cameos of the regular Tenshi cast. They did that in the TV series, which I'm going to straight up say right now is way better than the OVAs. Watch Magical Project S. I'm going to rewatch it this season, because I got the whole box set of that, Or should I just say 8 tapes of it? Yeah, I collected it during the VHS era. Anyway, yeah, but this is really pandering to just straight up Tenchi fans more than just trying to make something original out of one of the characters. Well, I can't really say original. Magical girl concept isn't very original, but you see what I mean here. It's all right. If you saw that episode 12 of Tenchi Universe, if you haven't, basically all the characters, Tenchi's in it, of course. He goes to high school. And Ayaka and Ryoko are just normal high school students, not space pirate and alien princess. And of course, fighting over Tenchi. Sasami is Tenchi's younger sister. And they live in a house with their mom, who runs a karaoke shop and sings the same song in every OVA. Which I want to play at the end because it's actually a good song. I like the English version better because, well, you actually know what the song's about. I knew a friend in that situation. I'm evil for laughing at it, but oh, I can't help it. Anyway. Yeah, and then you got Mihoshi and Kiyone. And Washu, of course. The first OVA is actually pretty good. You have the same plot as the TV series, although I should say TV series has the same plot as this. Tsunami in the magical kingdom is going to be queen. She was chosen to be queen. But to become queen, she has to choose a warrior on Earth and help restore the balance. And Ramya was second in line to be queen. Tsunami was chosen over Ramya. Ramya is pissed off about it. She's like, fuck you, Tsunami! Now I'm going to cause chaos to Pretty Sammy! So she creates Pixie Misa, who is basically the antagonist magical girl. And yeah, also Pixie Misa happens to be someone Tsunami Sasami knows in real life. Anyway, it's basically your standard fare. Magical girl against magical girl. But for at least most of the first OVA, it's just setting up the universe. Karaoke shop. Pretty Sammy becomes... Well, Sasami becomes Pretty Sammy. Ryooki's there, except Ryooki can talk this time. It's not just a Cabot that goes meow. Yeah, Cabot. I'm not sure how many... In fact, all of you should know the concept of Cabots. If you haven't, you haven't been an anime fan for that long. If you haven't seen a Cabot, the most popular Cabot, that is Ryooki. Probably the only Cabot. I still want that Ryooki backpack. I want it since 2002. Sammy doesn't do much fighting in the first OVA. Basically, Pixie Misa comes and makes Ayaka and Ryoko big giant love blobs called love monsters. And you know, through Sammy's power to see other people's feelings, she turns them back to normal. Now, the second OVA, it felt like it was 3 hours, but I know it was only about 45 minutes. It felt like 3 hours. That's how long and drawn out it was. In fact, the second OVA is my least favorite out of these three. One, it's filled with cheesy one-liners that only superhero comics can put up. And the whole thing, basically, this megalomaniac software guy basically is a parody of Bill Gates, wants to standardize the world, getting rid of all other OSs, and then putting everyone on the world standard. And Ramya helps him with magic. Also, he wants to crash the moon into Earth. Yeah. That would kind of suck. But yeah, the whole time I was watching it, I was like, oh man, this would have been better if it was like, really Bill Gates? And then two magical girls, Maho Shoujo Appleton and Maho Shoujo Linton came just to save the day. Because, yeah, Pixie Misa and Pretty Sammy teamed up for a little bit, but then Pixie Misa went back to the evil side. It's a fluctuating thing. Also, Pixie Misa has this fake-ass French accent in the first one. Then she has a Valley Girl accent with a trying to be faux French, and then it's just straight up a dumb voice in the third OVA, as if the voice actor kept changing. Yeah, I listened to the dub for this one. And all the while saying crappy, generic French, like, Pardonne, Pardon moi. Bonjour. Au revoir. Oh, in the dumbest voice ever. And then the third one, which was also kind of long to watch because it just wasn't that interesting. It didn't catch me at all. At least in the second OVA, they stopped the Ryoko Aika pandering, because you get enough of that in the OVA, Tenchi Universe, Tenchi in Tokyo, and so on. I didn't really want to see it in these OVAs to begin with. Even back when I first got the first one on tape, like, years ago, I was like, I just really want to see Sasami as a magical girl, but whatever. It's the end. After a little montage of what happened between the OVA 2 and OVA 3 that was never animated, just they were fighting in space, and a big comet hit Japan, and Ramiya lost her memory, and is missing from Magical Realm. Basically, it's all beach time! Yes, it's a good chance to show Mihoshi Kiyone and Sasami's mom in sexy, sexy swimsuits, basically. And a tiny bit of fan service. And, of course, Ayaka and Tenchi and Ryoko have their little thing again, except it's very minor this time. It's not like in your face like the first OVA all the time. Anyway, yeah, now it's all about a bit of love, finding Ramiya, saving everyone from this huge-ass sorceress. Well, I should say sorcerer with Ramiya's powers that he mind-melded with her. Washu has a little bit of parts in this episode. Really, Washu didn't have to be in this at all. Washu is just there to explain why, but you didn't really need that. I think they could have just cut that all out and made the third one shorter. I just kind of would have handled a lot of the scenes differently, especially in the second one, when it just felt like, where is this going? Why am I still watching this? This is so boring. This is so drawn out. I would mix this here, get rid of that, change that. Then again, I'm not a director or an editor. It's just that, if it feels so long and drawn out to watch, and really, they could have cropped some scenes and put it all into 30 minutes and still would have had at least been not faster, but would make a bit more sense. The person watching the episode would understand this more. You see, basically making it clearer to the audience. And the third one's filled with lovey-dovey, crappy melodrama feelings. Oh my god, you gotta love, you really love Ryoki. Ryoki's a guy. Oh my god. Yeah, I think that whole concept in the third OVA was very lame. Well, at least it had really good battle scenes. That's a good, basically, it kind of saved it. Because Sasami, Pretty Sammy, is capable of more moves than just Pretty Coquettish Bomber, which is her main one. She could do the Pretty Boomerang, Pretty Home Run, Pretty Wing, meaning she could fly, she could just jump somewhere and become Batman or something. Basically, you see the true potential of what Pretty Sammy can do in this episode, especially since she's up against a huge enemy. Then, basically, Ryuoki comes, trump card. In other words, plot saver. It just that the second and third aren't really that good, in my opinion. The animation's kind of not very high, but not low either. It's more like the TV series, the original OVA type of animation. Not bad. Same character designs you expect. The dub is annoyed me at times, a lot. And this is the dub I basically grew up with. The dub I've been watching Tenchi with forever, but some of the other characters outside of the usual main ones from the Tenchi saga basically annoyed me. Like, especially Masao's voice, and Pixie Mies' voice, and that sorcerer, the Bill Gates wannabe, the mom. Unless she's singing, then it's alright. But yeah, give this a try if you're a big fan of Tenchi. If you liked Sasami a lot, hopefully not in a way that people like Sasami sometimes. Ugh. But I suggest skipping the OVAs altogether. Only the first one is entertaining. Not the best, but entertaining. I suggest watching Magical Project S over this any day, because Magical Project S, 26 episodes, comedy, funny, a bit quicker to watch. Well, at least time goes by quickly, because you're actually, I don't know, being entertained by watching it. Sorry, but OVA 2 and 3 just wasn't really entertaining. It didn't catch me at all. It wasn't that good in terms of story either. In terms of dialogue, in terms of, well, I think that's about it. If the second and third had the same lightness and hilarity of the first, then this review would have been a bit better. Damn you, AIC. Damn you to hell. You should have made Sammy better, goddammit. Also, there's no true ending. There's no resolution to anything. That's why I can't... Another reason I can't recommend the OVAs. Just watch the TV series. Not only get an ending, beginning, a middle. You got some interesting other characters that aren't basically the Tenchi cast. I mean, original characters to the series. The Tenchi characters do come in the TV series, Magical Project S. But they don't have huge-ass roles like this one. Also, I'll have to go deeper into the TV series when I actually review the TV series, meaning I have to rewatch the TV series. Probably gonna take me a while, unless I have myself a marathon. But yeah, I used to have marathons of that every year or so, because it's one of my favorite series. Just put it on while I'm maybe drawing in the background, or something like that. I love Magical Project S, and it's been at least 2 years since I watched it. I think it's time for me to watch it again. But yeah, watching the OVAs just made me appreciate Magical Project S more. I just skip over them, go straight to the TV series, and if you don't like Magical Girls at all, just stay away from it. It's just going to make you angry. It made me angry, and I love Magical Girls. I even did a damn panel about Magical Girls. Oh well.
I thought the one he wanted was me. All those nights we three hung around, how could I know you'd let me down? You had feelings for Hiroshi. No one is a greater fool than me. Love's a battle I don't want to fight. I'll be crying far into the night. I'm in despair, what do you care? Brings. I don't know much more. Leave me forever and run to your hero's Don't you believe the tender words of Hiroshi, your Hiroshi? Once the one who knew him better was me, as a friend and a confidant. How can he be the one you want? Him, your Hiroshi, so much more than if he were a she. Ride together in your flashy car, drink together in some silly bar. I'm in despair, what do you care? Much more.